Proverbs, Day 24, Godly Wisdom. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for this. So God said to him, "Since you have asked for this, and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be." 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 through 12, NIV. King Solomon has a dream where God comes to him and asks, what does he desire? Solomon replies that he wants wisdom and discernment. Unbelievable. He does not ask for anything worldly or what we consider valuable. King Solomon built this beautiful and magnificent temple for God. He united all the tribes. They were fully serving God. His wealth is estimated to have been in the trillions of dollars by today's standards. He wrote Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. He is considered Israel's wisest and wealthiest king ever. Solomon understood that living life from our spiritual selves has the ability to positively impact all areas of life. Living a life that God designs has the ability to cause our mental, emotional, physical, and financial selves to prosper. We are meant to live life through our God connection. We are meant to live life according to God's design, and it will always be immensely larger than the life we create for ourselves. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 10 through 12, NIV. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, NIV. King Solomon wrote about wisdom repeatedly because godly wisdom is the beginning of the heavenly realm of life we are meant to experience here on earth. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve? Proverbs chapter 22, verses 17 through 21, NIV.